I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Are you hungry? Local Q has revised our menu to include all of your favorite monthly specials from the last 6 months. Nashville Hot Chicken Bites, Oxtail Tacos, our local Cubano Sandwich, Daily Smoked Chicken, and much more. Come and see if your favorite made the cut. You can see our menus and specials at localq.com. Please don't be offended. We do ID everyone. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Cycle Bar is an extremely upbeat and fun way to work out. Cycle Bar is a spinning class, but so much more. Great environment for beginner to advanced riders. Cycle Bar is Greenville's only premier indoor cycling facility, featuring state-of-the-art amenities and a cycle theater with stacked system, music videos, and dynamic lighting. Ask about their special themed rides, private parties, and group rides available. Reserve your space today at greenville.cyclebar.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
We're live from Twin Peaks, where, you know, Twin Peaks happens. This is one of the funniest things ever. We had a guy from New York who ran in because he wanted to shout at Ed.
Yeah.
He wanted, and I don't necessarily mean a good way either. He's a little PO'd. He wanted to give Ed a little piece of his mind about the Yankees. He's from New York, and he wanted to tell Ed that Ed is, what did he say was? Well, we can't say that on air.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
We can't say any of those things on air. Then he said, I read your bio. He said, I was shocked to learn you're from Tennessee. He said, I thought you were a blank like me. I said, I am a blank blank like you.
Guess it shows people not to believe always what you see on the internet.
Exactly right. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. 654-7627. To the Northland Communication phone lines. And by the way, the Tigers for Tata's bracelets, and they're going fast, man. They'll be gone tonight because we'll have a ton of people coming in here tonight. They'll be gone. We're not going to have enough, probably. Come on. You want to get in? 654-7627. Joe, people yelling, go Braves in the background. Go Braves. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Joe.
I was going to ask you before I get to the college football stuff. There was this book that came out about Muhammad Ali. It's called Muhammad Ali Alive. It has some very new information on his boxing career. I don't know if you've heard anything about it.
Of none.
And they were doing like statistical models and computer statistics about how many times Muhammad Ali was hit in the head, either through sparring partners or, you know, actual fight. They calculated it out somewhere in the neighborhood of 242,000 times within his career. And it was just fascinating. They were talking more about his head injuries and that type of nature, and more FBI information that hasn't come out.
Joe, I'm sorry. Who wrote this book? Who's responsible for this?
A guy named Nathan Eads. He's a sports writer. I think he worked for a Sports Illustrated.
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just my increasingly cynical nature. I mean, it's like somebody finds a way to become a revisionist historian, to go back and I don't know, make money off of a bad situation over, you know, sort of master the obvious. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. There's something about it that bothers me. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not exactly sure. I'll give it a shot though, Joe. I'll read it
whenever you have time.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe
that's
like
right.
We'll
be during football season. I can tell you that.
But I wanted to ask you about this Boston College decision. I find this is the most interesting, one of the most interesting games over the weekend. You know, if NC State beats Boston College, they're going to be, I believe, 5-0 going into Clemson. You know, NC State's been a lot better than I thought. Obviously, they didn't play West Virginia, so we don't really know how good that defense is. I think it's kind of questionable, but I think they've done a good job overall so far. I mean, what do you think about that game?
Well, I agree with that, but who's the best team they've played? I hate these kind of conversations. I really do. Because I think you could do this with every team, and really no one's played anybody if you really want to get right down to it. So I hate the who's the best team you played. But in this particular case, Joe, the answer may actually be James Madison in the first game of the year. It may not be Virginia. It may be the best team they've played is James Madison, and so there's just not a lot to go by. I mean, Finley can play, the Gillespie kid at running back can play, the defense has looked all right, but I mean, you know, I can't get out of my head they lost a whole defensive line to the National Football League, and I just wonder how good they really are. Now, Boston College is one of the more injured teams in the ACC right now. Dylan not practicing this week. Smith, the speed wide receiver, not practicing. The other wide receiver also banged up. Their two fastest wide receivers banged up, and their star tailback banged up. So they're a very injured bunch right now. I don't know how many of those guys are going to play, nor do I know if they do play how effective they'll be. I guess the good news is that when Dylan came out last week, after already rushing for 160 yards, they had a senior go into the game who's like 220 pounds, who they love, who they say is the strongest kid in the program, and that kid ran for over 100 yards. So it may be that they may have a little bit of a solution beyond Dylan. You know, what I find interesting about this game is that when these two teams played last year, NC State won the game 17-14 late in the year. And that game was played at Boston College at Chestnut Hill. But that's the game that Brown got injured in. And so he wasn't able to complete the game. So they didn't have him. They had to go with Darius Wade, who was terrible in that game. And then, in addition to that, Finley may have played his worst game of the year against that BC defense. Now, that BC defense has not looked great thus far this year. They have not played as well as I thought they would. But I do think it's interesting that Finley did not play well against them. So they showed him things that bothered him, schematically bothered him. So I think BC has more of a chance than most.
I'm pulling for BC, but at the end of the day, I think Raleigh's a tough place to play. And like you said, they're banged up. I think the Wolfpack are going to win it. You know, if maybe they were more healthy, it could be a different place. But, you know, NC State, like I said, is a tough place to play. Probably one of the most underrated places to play in America, but appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. I agree with all that. But I also think this. I think that in sports, and this is both from a positive and a negative perspective, and for a second, let's stick to quarterbacks and we'll move to basketball. In sports, there are particular matchups that favor particular players. And when the status quo has not changed dramatically, it tends to remain true. In other words, in basketball, again, every time Wayne Ellington saw Clemson, he lit them up. There wasn't necessarily a reason that you could point to for it. It just happened. And once it happened the first time, then to Ellington's way of thinking, every time he saw Clemson's colors, he knew he was going to torch them. When Duke traveled out to Northwestern earlier this year, I was one of the few people who picked Duke. And the reason I picked Duke, because when you went back to last year's game, the only team Daniel Jones played well against was Northwestern. He put up 330 yards passing, and he rushed for 100 yards. So to Daniel Jones, Northwestern was a team that he had experienced success against. So when he went out there to play at Northwestern, guess what? He experienced success again because he expected to.
Right.
You know, it was in his comfort range. Finley did not experience success against BC last year. No. Again, he threw for like, you'd have to look up the numbers, but I think he threw for like a buck 40, and he was not good. He was not good in that game against Boston College, which tells me that there's a matchup issue that hurt him. Now, again, I'm the one who several days ago posted all this stuff about BC and their injuries on my Twitter feed. And those injuries are factual and they're real. But I actually went against all of that just because Brown got injured in this game last year. Finley didn't play well in this game last year. And BC basically returned everybody. And NC State doesn't return that defensive line. And again, to this point in the season, not that BC has played a who's who of football because they've played nobody too. But the best team that NC State has faced, I think, is James Madison.
And I tend to agree with you.
I'm not saying that from a joking standpoint. James Madison has a nice program. And that opener, I mean, what was that, 24-17 or something?
It was a seven-point game. I don't remember the score off the top of my head, but maybe it was 17-10 or something like that. But it was a close game.
Yeah, I mean, it was a relatively close game. I mean, one team in the 20s and one team in the teens, I think, is what it was. And,
might be right.
And I think that's actually the best team they've played, given that the West Virginia game got canceled. So what we know about NC State in relation to who they've played is just not much. I mean, virtually nothing, really. Let me get Cornbread in here. Before I do that, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's a unique concept that blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. Let me tell you, this parcel of land is heaven sent. There's not another parcel of land that looks like this. Once these opportunities close, you can forget it. And you're never going to have this kind of chance again. I mean, this resort is going to include a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking paths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even going to be a 50-yard football field for families to enjoy. You know, Andy Dolan like that, make it look like he has a big arm.
Expecting that.
Jake Browning, too. Expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Nick Fitzgerald will be great.
There's a segment. Lakeside, list of quarterbacks who need a 50-yard
that's
field.
Right. Lakeside Lodge will also have modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance so owners can enjoy time at their lake homes without the hassles and upkeep of owning a home. And this is Lakeside Lodge. And by the way, when you aren't living in it. You can rent out your residence, or you can use part of it and rent part of it. This is Lakeside Lodge. Go see Taj Boyd, Lakeside Lodge, Clemson Sales office. Taj works in the new office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. By the way, did you see the video I retweeted the other day of the high school quarterback who threw the ball 75 yards?
Yes, that was insane. I wonder how many offers he has after that.
Yeah, I mean, it was. If you didn't see it, it's on my Twitter page. It was like a double reverse Statue of Liberty kind of deal. They pitched it back to him.
Right.
The only thing I wondered about in watching that whole play is, man, it took that receiver like sundial time to get down the other end of the field, and he was still like he was like 30 yards in the
sundial
open.
Time.
And if you actually watch that play, yeah, because if you actually watch that play, the funniest part of it is, man, dude's playing against the Washington Generals.
Yeah.
I mean, because did you see those idiots running around? It's like they were running towards the sidelines. None of them. He had no pressure. I mean, they lateraled it twice.
Yeah.
He handed it back to him or tossed it back to him, and there was still nobody within 15 yards of him. You know, and their players were like, it's like the dumbest group of high school players on defense I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, their play awareness was zero. I mean,
Was it a varsity against the JV, or?
Honestly, I thought they were playing a sight challenge school.
Yeah.
I mean, I really did. I mean, because there was nobody anywhere near the quarterback at any point in the process, and there's nobody near the wide receiver. Yeah. I mean, he's 30 yards in the open. And so, the stage was set. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It was a punt, pass, and kick competition. But still, dude threw the ball 75 yards.
Was it practice footage where they were just, you know, running against air in a walkthrough?
No, it was in a game.
But
I'm telling you, watch it again with that perspective. Because I was going to write that the other day. I forgot about it. Watch that play again with that perspective of that team. Watch what the players on the team were doing. I mean, you want to know where the worst coach team in America is? That's them. That's the worst coach football team in America.
Larry Fedora's got to be feeling pretty good about that.
On any level. Because you had 11 players on the field. Not a single friggin' one of them had a clue what was going on. Not a single one of them. I mean, you know, that play took like 12 seconds for the quarterback to get the ball off. You would think that in like 12 seconds, you could have one defensive player in his area code.
There was
nobody within 15 yards of him when he threw the ball.
There was almost enough time to take a commercial break and come back to it.
Which we're going to do right now.
Yeah.
Cornbread, you're up first on the other side. You can get in, 654-7627.
Pendleton's 20th Annual Fall Harvest Festival on the Village Green in Pendleton is Saturday, October 6th from 10 till 5, featuring quality crafts, entertainment, food vendors, old-fashioned children's games, and fine family fun. Crowd-pleasing banjo player Charles Wood will be performing again this year, and TJ Land and the Jolly Wingo Band will be picking to get you grinning. Pendleton's own DJ, Patrick Brock, will be on hand throughout the day. Blood Connection Blood Drive from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
I'm Daniel Weber. I'm a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. I represent a State Farm in the heart of Clemson, and I welcome an opportunity to serve you. Like my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, service to customers and pride in Clemson runs deep in our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfil-a.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Are you thinking of selling your business, but you're not sure what to do? With a strong economy, now may be the perfect time to sell. Get a free, no-obligation business marketing assessment from Mark Griffin at Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. Sperry is the trusted global company, and Mark Griffin is the trusted local broker who maximizes his resources to ensure the best offer for your business. Call Mark today for that free business assessment at 315-3734. 315-3734.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Join me and our team for Demo Day, Wednesday, October 10th from 8 till 4 at 1062 Bradley Road in Anderson, 2 miles south of I-85, exit 27 on Highway 81. Come out and dig with link belt excavators and move dirt with Takeuchi track loaders and excavators. Lunch will be served. There will be an equipment rodeo for skilled operators with prizes for the winners. Sign up now by calling 864-277-7272. And remember, if you need to buy it or rent it, get it at Bennett.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, a hero's work is never done.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, Rear WCCP, 105.5 The Roar, joined by John Height at Twin Peaks. 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women, 80 high-definition monitors to watch all the action. The food's the biggest surprise of the whole deal. And oh, by the way, tomorrow is Pretty in Pink Day. We'll give you some definitions of what's involved in Pretty in Pink Day, but fundamentally, it's a breast cancer benefit day at Twin Peaks. And we have the Tigers for Tatas bracelets, so come out and buy them. We've already sold a lot of them. Come on out and get yours. I imagine we'll go through the rest of these this evening. I would certainly think so. You want to come out again, by all means, come join us. Come for the show. Stay for the after party. Be hanging out, enjoying the food, drink, etc. So come hang out with the program. I'm going to get right to you, Cornbread, in 1 minute. John, I asked you during the break to look up that video and yes. to look up the Washington Generals' defensive performance on that kid's 75-yard throw.
Yeah.
You looked it up, John. Yeah. What do you have to say?
I've never seen such little defense in one football play in my entire life.
It honestly looked like the defensive players that were originally in the box, like they started to watch that play, and they basically just said, screw it, I'm not running after this.
That looks like too much work.
That's what they basically said. I mean, they all just stopped. You know, early on, a couple of them took like 3 steps towards the sidelines on the initial motion, and then they just froze. And they're like, oh, no, screw it, I'm not. It's all the way back there now.
Wait, the ball's going that far?
It's all the way back there, man. I'm not chasing after that.
If I was in present of an 80-yard throw, I'd probably stop and watch it.
I'd love to know what the score of that game was, because I'm guessing that team did not win.
Yeah. I think that quarterback may have thrown for one more touchdown that afternoon.
Just a wild guess. Still, though, you know, it's impressive that a high school quarterback can throw a football 75 yards in the air. And that was legitimate. I mean, that ball went 75 yards in the air. Pretty amazing. You want to get in, 654-7627. Cornbread. How are you,
Mr.
Cornbread?
Morton, how you doing, sir?
Good, Cornbread. Thank you.
I got a couple of questions to ask you. I first heard you when you were doing a little show out of Mickey's basement. How long was that? How long was that?
I was a guest expert on with Mickey for I don't know. Ramona would know better than me. I was actually at WCCP before anybody, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I have zero sense of time other than with sports.
Well, I started listening to you back then. And I think
I appreciate
only
your
one.
Loyalty, Cornbread.
Well, I would have called in, but I didn't have the damn nerve. But I was the only one as far as I know, except for Looper. It says anything about hunting and fishing. I'm not able to do it anymore. I'm housebound, let's put it that way. And all your listeners, I've not heard another listener say anything except football, basketball, baseball. Does not anybody go out in the bloody woods anymore?
Well, you know, Cornbread, to some extent, you know, you're a guy who lived your life in the outdoors, and to some extent, you may be a little bit of a dying breed in that regard. But I will say this, every time you've called and you've talked about things in relation to that, we've always had other calls on it. So, you know, people are always interested in your calls, and I think there's still a ton of people listening, because we've even had arguments on air about the sport of hunting turkeys, for example. So,
yeah, well, I come out yesterday morning, and you and Ramona know I had a cat problem. I got that straightened out.
Yeah.
I come out yesterday morning about 6:30, ordered 7, to give them their dry food. And it wasn't 15 yards here in my yard. They took off down the woods. And I wanted to follow them so damn burned bad I couldn't stand it. I just need somebody out there that knows something will call in and let us homebound people know what the devil's going on out there. You know, it's aggravating.
Well, you know, that's a good point. Yeah. No, that's a good point, Cornbread. You know what? I'm going to consider that. I'm going to consider what you said, and maybe we'll add a little something like that.
Well, I hope there's another little cornbread growing up that's out in the woods and getting his boots muddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's another little cornbread.
All right. I'll talk to you
too.
Later.
I'll see you, cornbread. I was a little worried at first, Ramona, when Cornbread said he got rid of his cat problem.
Yeah, I know. I was like, how did you do that,
you know, Cornbread? I don't know. I had visions of, like, strychnine bottles or something.
Yeah,
you know,
you
so
remember.
I'm glad that was the...
We had a service go out there. Someone called in and said they would help him, and they went out there and made sure they were all spayed and neutered. Another listener of the show.
Yeah, exactly right. That's exactly right. So
that's nice.
We appreciate
we like Cornbread's calls.
Yeah, no, we've always loved Cornbread's calls. And not only that, we've always had tremendous response to Cornbread's calls as well. So Cornbread's calls have always been extremely popular with the masses. Maybe we do need to do something like that. I know that that Mickey, I think, has a hunting and fishing report in the morning. So, you know, we wouldn't want to exactly replicate that. But I don't know. That's an interesting idea. And there's certainly a big audience for it. So, you know, let me think on that, and maybe we'll do something with that. You want to get in? 654-7627. 654-7627. John, as a loyal Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Yes.
The last one.
Yeah. Someone's got to be.
As a loyal Steelers fan, well, there's rumor that you might get your guy Le'Veon Bell back. Are you excited?
The only reason that excites me is there's an increased chance that he gets traded.
Okay.
I'm over the Le'Veon Bell stuff. If he comes back and he plays well, great. But, I mean, everyone knows it's not a long-term thing.
John, I don't want to break your heart or anything, but I don't really give a crap about your football team. I want to talk about your fans.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about them.
Because I've seen some funny fights in stands before, John.
Yes.
But did you see your fight?
I did.
You saw the fight with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was released in various places, and you know the suggestion was, well, Steeler fans may not be able to beat anybody, but they're beating the hell out of each other.
That's all on your Twitter page, yeah.
Yeah, well, because on my Twitter page, I indicated that, oh no, it's really a lot like the Steelers' defense, a no hitter.
Yeah,
because that's the strangest in stand fight I have ever seen. I used to think the strangest in stand fight I had ever seen. I don't mean in person. I mean, you know, wide world of sports.
Right.
The strangest fight I'd ever seen was that Alabama chick, that Alabama woman who was, you know, kicking and everything else. That was high on the list. But I think in a way this surpassed it, because we've got one big doofus Steeler fan who's wearing a giant foam hat.
Yeah.
And I have no idea. I couldn't make out what these people were saying. There were too many voices come from too many different places.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like there's some guy like in the back who didn't want anything to do with any of the melee, who was like encouraging them.
There's
playing like
one.
Conrad Dobler. He was like in back remote. You couldn't even tell where he was. And there was this little squeaky voice that was saying, hit somebody.
He's the Don King of Steel Stadium.
I mean, you know, there was this guy in back yelling, hit somebody. And then the funniest part of the whole deal is this dude in a white shirt is trying to throw punches at the foam cowboy hat guy,
right.
at the 20-gallon foam cowboy hat guy.
It's a massive hat.
And that guy's not throwing any punches. He's just talking
and
sort of laughing. And he's, you know, big, fat, and he's not moving.
Yeah.
And yet somehow every single punch that the guy in the white shirt throws is missing by a foot to the right.
Well, that's what happens when you're trying to fight people at 11 o'clock at night when they've been tailgating.
No, I mean, this guy's punches were nowhere near landing. Every single punch he threw, Ramona, was hitting the same space of air. I mean,
that poor space of air.
And it's not like foam cowboy hat guy was slipping the punches. This guy wasn't moving at all. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't moving at all. He's just standing there with his big lard, ain't not moving at all, with his 20-gallon foam hat, and he's laughing. You know, he has no idea where he even is. And meanwhile, this guy in the white shirt is peed off at the world, and he keeps throwing these drunken barroom punches one after another. I mean, he must have thrown six punches. Every single punch was 1 foot to the right of the guy's face in the foam cowboy hat. It's like he was seeing double. It's like he was a different guy.
That's a good point. That might have been what the cause was. He couldn't focus.
He might have been walking away saying, you should see the other guy.
Listen, no blood, no hits, no injuries, no Band-Aids, no thrown out. Nobody ever touched anybody. They had a 10-minute melee in which no one ever touched anyone. It's the worst fight I've ever seen. Now I know why you suck.
I was about to say, did defensive coordinator Keith Butler, was he up there orchestrating the whole ordeal?
It's just hard to believe. I mean, if you haven't seen that, I retweeted my Twitter page, find that. It's just hysterical. I mean, I've never seen a fight in the stands where zero contact was made. None.
Yeah, between that video and the high school football video, your Twitter page has now turned into YouTube.
That's right.
All these great videos.
Jeff, you'll be first up on hunting. I'm glad. We'll get to that as soon as we come back. Don't go anywhere. Let me tell you about SCDMV. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today to avoid longer lines in the future. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was an absolute breeze. I brought my birth certificate, my social security card, got in, out. You don't have to worry about any of that. You avoid all the headaches later. Do it. I'm telling you, Ramona, this is the funniest fight you've ever seen. This every single punch that this guy threw was a foot to the right of the guy he was allegedly targeting. I mean, every single punch. He threw like 4, 5, 6 punches.
On your Twitter
all
page.
Of them hit the exact same spot of air. Yeah, it's somewhere there. I mean, it's the fun. And again, the foam hat guy, I mean, it's one of those things you just have to see. I mean, this went on for like 5 minutes, and no person ever touched another person. None. Complete no-hitter. Jeff, you're first up on the other side. You can get in behind him. 654-7627. We're live from Twin Peaks. We'll be back.
Clemson Tigers Network.
With their sights set on Santa Clara, the Clemson Tigers are ready to further their goal with another conference matchup. The laser-focused Tigers travel to Wake Forest this week to take on the chaotic Demon Deacons. Game day starts with the Tiger Tailgate Show right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
WCCP is the flagship station for Clemson football. Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show with Scott Reimer and Kelly Gremlin, only on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Fall is finally here, and that means college football, hunting, and traveling to the mountains is in full swing. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Take a look at the Yokohama Geolander Series or the Ascend Series and save money. October 1st through 31st, you can receive up to a $100 mail-in rebate after proof of purchase. Wow, what a deal. So don't delay. Give Steve's Tire and Easley a call at 859-1361. Online at stscnow.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's Pittman Heating and Air at PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, that's hilarious. You should be on TV.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5, The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. You know, it seems like, Ramona, somebody whitewashed the internet, like they took that Pittsburgh Steelers fight away. I mean, it wasn't a fight, but it's like gone. It seems like it's gone from my page. You two have both been looking for it the whole break.
And it said 2017. Yeah,
all that stuff is old. All that stuff Yeah, all that stuff's from last year when you search Pittsburgh Steeler fan fight. So somehow it seems that that has been made to vanish. Then there was another fight, John. Give me the details on that other fight again. I tweeted this like days ago, and I forgot all about it. But that's like in a kiddie game fight.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. It looks like it's a peewee football game, and at the end of the game when the...
Yeah, but what's it say? What, you got an article?
Caption underneath, grown men fighting a peewee football game today in Wise, Virginia at Central High School.
Yeah.
And it was at the two teams were shaking hands at the end, and I guess one coach said something to another, and then before you know it, there are these two giant fat men trying to punch each other and dancing around the field, and
there may have been one glancing blow in that fight.
There
but
was
I mean,
a hit. At least
you have
right.
You have adults who are in charge of peewee football, mm-hmm. who are in the handshake line after a game or whatever it was.
8 to 10 year olds playing in this.
8 to 10 year olds, and they start cussing at each other and throwing punches at each other. You know, honestly, you people ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Yep.
I mean, if that's where we are, I mean, you know what? You people have no business being around kids. Probably not even your own kids.
Yeah, probably.
Just absolutely disgraceful behavior amongst 8 to 10 year olds. I mean, you got to be kidding me, man.
There's no room for fighting in the stands of any sporting event, especially on the field.
Well, I didn't say that, John. I didn't say that.
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I didn't go that far. I didn't say there's no room for fighting in the stands. I think there may be room for fighting in the stands at times, but when you're talking about 8 to 10 year olds,
well, yeah, obviously nothing.
Come on. I mean, what are you people arguing about anyway? whether little Johnny really gained the yard marker, to, you know,
did little Johnny get the first down?
Right. I mean, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, whether your team won, whether the other team cheated, it's 8 to 10 year olds. You friggin' idiots.
Yeah.
By the way, how about that woman at McDonald's? Did you see that?
This is just a week of just people being great people.
That was
Let
in
me
South Carolina.
That was
you
here.
I mean. That's one of the most insane things I've ever seen. That woman just went berserk.
Yeah.
Ramona, do you have the slate of games in the Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick 'em contest?
I do.
Okay, let's start going over those. We have a lot to get to on the show. I want to talk some more college football as well. I'm of the opinion that Clemson is going to walk the dog on Wake Forest, get well. I just think that, as I've indicated already, I just don't think Wake can stop anything. I think they're bad defensively. I do think they're pretty good on offense.
Mm-hmm.
They'll test you. They'll stretch you. They have two really good running backs. Carney and Coburn are really tough, physical running backs. So they may do some damage in that regard. But ultimately, they're going to turn the ball over. Sam Hartman is... He's still growing up as a quarterback, mm-hmm. and he's under duress a lot. He maybe tries to do a little too much. And so I would think this is a game where Clemson's going to win the turnover battle, too. I don't see this going Wake Forest's way. And quite honestly, if you're Clemson, you need to score 50 points in this game. You need to. I mean, Boston did, and Notre Dame did. So you need to go in there and do the same thing, mm-hmm. really worse. I mean, you're supposed to be better than those teams. So Wake Forest is a good place to get in rhythm and to start feeling better about yourself.
Yep.
Because right now, even though it's a really strange circumstance, because, again, this is a team that's averaging over 7 yards of play and 500 yards a game. So, you know, on paper, that looks really good. But it doesn't seem real. It's like it's like we're watching these games, and our eyes aren't telling us that. You know, Clemson does not yet look like they've hit their stride. Now, if you're putting up 500 yards a game and averaging over 7 yards of play and you haven't hit your stride, well, that means that your upside, your potential, is really outrageously good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's still the case. All right, Ramona. Let's take a look at those games.
Okay. You ready? The first game is Georgia Tech.
Yeah. One by one.
Georgia Tech at Louisville. Do you want me to tell you what I picked first?
All right.
And how are we going to do this?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that'll work. You go ahead.
Okay. Georgia Tech is a 4.5-point favorite, and I haven't taken Louisville for anything, so I went ahead and took Georgia Tech.
Ramona with the anti-Bobby Petrino vote, it sounds.
Well, she's not the only one.
Loser, maybe.
I, too, have Georgia Tech.
Did you just say anti-loser?
Yeah.
Is that what she did? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, he is sort of a loser now, but I'm not sure I've ever heard you call anybody a loser on radio before. Well, I mean, I do it every 3 minutes, but I'm not sure.
I'm not supposed to pick the losing team that I think is going to lose.
No.
Oh, you're not? Quark told me you were.
That's terrible. I hope he's not listening right now.
You know what? The funny thing is he was actually making fun of himself on my way in here. It was pretty funny. He was saying that type of thing. So, you know. And listen, a lot of these games are so close that when things are going your way, they're going your way. When they're not, they're not. They're not going his way right now, but that doesn't mean they won't start going his way. I mean, this thing can still change dramatically. So, you know,
it's only the first week of October.
I mean, it could change dramatically. Right now, there's an up and a down, but by the time it's over, down could be up and up could be down. So we'll see. All right, so Georgia Tech and Louisville. You know, I picked Louisville against Florida State last week. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously it was the right pick. It just didn't win. I mean, anyone who watched the game knows Louisville should have won the game. Anything to show for it. I'm still whining. But I thought Louisville looked a lot better. I mean, I thought Puma Pass looked a lot better. He threw the ball with confidence. I mean, he has an NFL arm. He's still raw. I thought Petrino was getting back into a play caller's rhythm last week. You know, he was beginning to do some interesting things with his tight ends. And I think tight ends have historically posed Georgia Tech issues. I think Louisville is getting better. And I think that you'll see that over the course of the year. But I also think Georgia Tech is getting better. And I think they're still going to challenge for that division. And I'm just not sure that young Louisville defense is ready for what they're about to see with Georgia Tech. I think Georgia Tech's feeling better about themselves. There have been a couple changes. They got Kenny Cooper back, which helps. I don't know whether they're going to go with Lee or Cooper at center, but they have Cooper back. I think it helps that offensive line, although there are still some issues there that they're working through. But the bottom line is that, you know, with the exception of the Clemson game, they're a team that's put up big offense all year. I mean, let's be honest, that's the only game they should have lost. They should have beaten South Florida. They should have beaten Pittsburgh. Should-haves don't count in the win column, and they've got to start turning that around. But I think they're still capable of it. And as I look at those teams in the Coastal, I still think the two best teams are Georgia Tech and Miami. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have little doubt about that. So, and that game's still going to be in Atlanta, so we'll see. They have to win a game, though. They have to prove they can win on the road again. And I think this is the spot. I think they take Louisville, and I think they take them rather easily.
Okay.
All right, Ramona. That's right. It. There aren't four of us.
The next... I didn't hear John. Oh, well. The next game in the Carolina...
John spoke before me.
The next game...
Did you have anything else you wanted to say on that game, on that classic, John?
No.
Okay, John is going mute. John is silent.
The next game on the Carolina Alliance Bank Pick'em Contest is Missouri at South Carolina. South Carolina is a two-point favorite. I took Missouri.
Pick of the week.
whoa, producer Ramoni going Missouri against the Gamecocks.
Yeah, I mean.
What was your rationale?
I don't know. I think I took South Carolina last week. I can't even remember, but I don't know. I just think Missouri, I have something in the back of my head that says take Missouri. And since it's so close with the spread, I'm just going to take Missouri.
You have something in the back of your head that says that?
Yeah.
You think it's Chef Boyardee?
No. Do you think Chef Boyardee told me that to look out for Missouri?
I don't know.
Or maybe you.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that works with you exactly.
Okay.
All right, so you're going with Missouri.
Yeah.
Because something in the back of your head told you to take Missouri. All right. Go ahead, John.
Okay. I will be taking Missouri.
You're taking Missouri?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Ramona. I don't know how to break this. This is the same order we just went in.
I thought you said John
you
went
spoke
first.
He spoke second. No, you're... Oh, my goodness. You're the one presenting the games. You have your finger on the button. You're reading the games off, and then you went first. And then... Now, the one thing you may be concerned about, Ramona, is it's not 5 p.m. yet, and, you know, there may still be a dastardly conspirators out there who are plotting to take your picks and use them in the contest, since technically your entry's don't have to be in yet.
Well, I don't think so.
We need to tell the other guy Ed is here now.
There we go. Everyone can stop the countdown clock now, right?
All right, John, you're doing what?
I'm going to take Missouri. I think that they have one of the better offenses in the SEC. I like Drew Locke, and South Carolina hasn't done a lot to stop people lately, and I don't think that stops. I don't see them having much success defensively against Missouri, so therefore I think Missouri's going to have a big day offensively. I'm going to take Missouri.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it? That's all the analysis?
That's all
you
my
wait all this time, John, for your big chance, and then, okay, all right. All right, so go Missouri.
Go Missouri.
And you got right, upset with me because I head. Missed him.
No, back in Ramona's head, I'm listening to that. Ramona's got one of the better records out there.
She does. That's exactly right. Yeah. Whatever that voice is Ramona hears in the back of her head.
Once we narrow down what it is, I'll take it a lot more off then.
Apparently smarter than she is. Let me tell you about MyBookie. MyBookie's been in business for years. Their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses. So right off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. Lovie Smith. And they have the fastest payout. Seriously, just 2 business days, you get paid. You know who's going to win, right? Lay down some cash, win big today. I'd only recommend a service to my listeners that have been good. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. It's just that simple. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the industry, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go an absolute breeze. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO to activate your offer. That's promo code RADIO. Visit mybookie.ag today. Mybookie.ag today. You'll thank me later. You play, you win, you get paid. In other words, the way it's supposed to work. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Ed is here. Come meet Ed. We'll have a big group in here tonight. So.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering a 2018 Focus SE four-door just $15,999. And remember, George Coleman Ford never charges any document fees. See the 2018 Focus SE today. Cars do cost less than travelers rest. 4 generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Includes $4,000 in rebates, plus sales tax and tags.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca have that championship connection. Carol Tyler, class of 84, and Herb Tyler, class of 82, are rooted in the Clemson culture and deliver only what you've come to expect. Championship-style food and number one customer service. It's always their pleasure to serve you. Visit Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca and get that championship feeling. Or go online at ilovechickfilet.com and order the tailgate trays that make every game day a championship day.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Join me and our team for Demo Day, Wednesday, October 10th from 8 till 4 at 1062 Bradley Road in Anderson, 2 miles south of I-85, exit 27 on Highway 81. Come out and dig with link belt excavators and move dirt with Takeuchi track loaders and excavators. Lunch will be served. There will be an equipment rodeo for skilled operators with prizes.